Non più andrai from Marriage of Figaro. That was Russell Braun with the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra, Richard Bradshaw directing. And we're heading to the opera next. I am thrilled to welcome to the studio the incredible, talented soprano Kirsten MacKinnon, who will be starring as Queen Christine in the Canadian Opera Company's groundbreaking production of La Reine Garçon. That's coming up January 31st. Seven productions, seven opportunities for you to see it, running until February 15th. And it's a new opera. It's so exciting because we not only have a sparkling Canadian cast, but it dives into the life of a truly trailblazing monarch, the Queen Christina of Sweden. And it's also the first ever co-commission between the Canadian Opera Company and the Opéra de Montréal. Welcome, Kirsten. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit more about the character you're going to portray, Queen Christina of Sweden. What makes her such a fascinating historical figure? And how are you going to bring that story to life on stage?
Christine. Yeah, she's captivating. She's bold, you know.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's incredibly unconventional.
Right.
You know, she challenges pretty much the pressure from every area of her life. Politically, religiously, sexually, the gender norms, just none of it seems to fit her. And watching her struggle to stay true to herself amidst that kind of intense pressure is just makes her fascinating.
Yeah, that's kind of a conflict that's a reality for so many people today. Queen Christine has to be portrayed as somebody fiercely independent, unconventional. She had to renounce so much of everything that was considered normal in society back then to be who she wanted to be. What would you say out of these aspects, what part of her character resonates most with you personally?
I think it's her strength.
Her strength, yeah.
Yeah. She's an incredible leader, but I think maybe what makes her most inspiring to me is how loyal she is to herself and how well she knows herself and gets to know herself throughout the opera. I just think that's an incredibly powerful quality to have. And it's really just something that I have found very, very difficult, you know, when it comes to like staying true to yourself amidst so many opinions. I think that's honestly quite common, especially within performing arts. Quite often you have people who are very, very helpful around you, often giving you, feeding you information to be better. It's important the moment where you realize that your own voice is very valuable in the ring, in the pot that you're cooking in as well. And I see that in Christine a lot throughout this opera, and it just, it hits home, and it just seems so inspiring to me.
Sounds very inspiring. Yeah. Well, I'm speaking with Kirsten MacKinnon. She will soon be portraying Queen Christine, a fiercely independent, unconventional woman, and an incredible opera coming to the Canadian Opera Company production. That is January 31st to February 15th. She was raised as a boy by her father. Queen Christine of Sweden was forced to navigate a path between faith, knowledge, love, and ultimately duty. That's a co-commission coming up with Opéra de Montréal. Get your tickets at coc.ca. You can see more aspects of this incredible production. Back to you, Kirsten. Could you tell us a little bit about how taking part in this brand new opera, La Reine Garçon, compares to some of the more traditional roles you've had in the past, like in Così, Fan Tutte, or The Magic Flute?
Yeah, no, it's true. It's very different than what my bread and butter has been up to now. I've been a Mozart gal, very happily. So now I'm, you know, trekking into this slightly newer frontier for me, and it's pretty exciting. The music's just, oh my God, it's incredible.
Yeah, how do you describe the music? Because Mozart has all those, you know, delightful, charming melodies, flirtatious moments. What's this like where you have to play this strength, this fierce independence?
Oh, man, yeah. I think, like, there's something different for me in the colors that Julien uses when we're sort of embracing the northern, vast, cold nature. I think some of that palette is new and fun for me. It's just, it's incredibly powerful and cold 1 minute, and then just like that, it's shimmering and brilliant in a completely different direction. It's, yeah, there's a lot in this music. It's
very intriguing, sounds like it. Now, composer Julien Bilodeau has added some unique ideas, inspirations into the score. You had mentioned some of the northern effects. There are actually northern lights and the culling chant. What's it like bringing mm-hmm. such a, as you mentioned, shimmering emotional soundscape to life?
Yeah, oh, it's so instantly easy to be in character. Just the other day, we had a rehearsal with the full chorus, male and women chorus, and it was just, it was like being surrounded by the northern lights. Just, oh, the sound was incredible. And like, we have not had the Koenig, like sort of chant singer in yet. But I think when that time comes, I expect goosebumps.
Oh, goosebumps. I can feel it already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, Kirsten, it's just been a pleasure to get a little bit of a backstage view here. Beyond this production coming up, or starting January 31st, La Reine Garçonne, what else is on your agenda? What are you super excited about? Any other projects, performances?
You know what? I'll be totally honest with you. I am kind of like a grizzly bear. I have a bit of a rest after this. I think I like to really take on, you know, I'm hungry for exciting, powerful things. And then I got to disappear to my cave and just do delicious nothing.
Recharge your batteries. Absolutely. Well, it sounds like this is an intense role. You haven't had everything you've said. There's so much emotion pouring out of this music score and the libretto. So good luck to you and your team. We are super excited to partner with the Canadian Opera Company as the official radio sponsor of their 2024-2025 season. There's also Madama Butterfly, January 24th until February 16th. And I have been speaking with the Queen, Queen Christine, who's taking part in La Reine Garçonne. That's January 31st. Seven productions to choose from. Get your tickets at coc.ca. Any closing thoughts?
Just thank you so much for partnering with them. You know, yeah, I guess in a sense, you're kind of the Christine, the patron of the arts in this sense. And it's just it's so valuable. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good luck to you and your team. I can't wait to hear all about it. So that's coc.ca for more details to book your tickets. And now let's pull out a favorite here on the Jukebox, Chorus of the Hebrew Slaves, with none other than the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra and Chorus. Once again, here's let's hand the baton to Richard Bradshaw.